All right, Luke, this is Amanda with NASCAR. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Hi, welcome.
Thank
Thank
you.
you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, we're going to do a couple quick housekeeping items here at the top. Friendly reminder, if you are would like to ask a question to Luke, please raise your hand within the Zoom platform or send us a chat. And please, if you're in the Daytona International Speedway Media Center, you would like to ask a question, please raise your hand and then utilize the microphone that is in the back of the room to ask your question. Just a quick introduction, we are now joined by multi-platinum ACM, CMA, CMT, and Billboard Music Award-winning artist Luke Combs. And Luke, welcome to the Daytona 500. We know that you are a NASCAR fan, so tell us a little bit about some of your fond NASCAR memories over the years.
Yeah, I grew up in, I was born in Charlotte, North Carolina, lived in Huntersville as a child, lived in North Carolina my whole life. My grandfather was a huge NASCAR fan, and we spent a lot of Sundays watching races together. And so he really grew my love of the sport, through his, fandom of Dale Earnhardt Sr., and that transitioned into, just a greater love of the sport, really. And he was actually a courier in the early 90s and would deliver paychecks to the drivers back before electronic transfers were a thing. So I have a lot of really cool memorabilia that he got signed for me when I was a kid, and just so a lot of fond memories of not only watching races with him, but going to races later on once I got into college. And just been a lifelong fan, and it's an honor to be here, and I'm stoked to play some music and watch some racing.
All right, and this will be, I'm assuming, one of your first concerts or events since the pandemic. Tell us a little bit about what it will mean to be able to play music in front of the NASCAR fans that are in attendance today in the Daytona 500.
Yeah, I mean it's a huge deal for me. Like I said, it's incredible to just be playing music at all. But to be playing music here at the Daytona 500 is amazing. I'm so pumped that there's going to be some fans in the stands. I know we're not at full cap, but anything's better than singing to a computer screen like I have been for the last year. It's actually a year to the day since we played our last show in the United States. And so it's been a long time coming, and me and the band are just excited to be out and making what little bit of noise we get to make today, and looking forward to it.
All right, we will now go to questions. And to take our first question, we're going to go to Jenna Fryer. Go ahead, Jenna.
Hey Luke, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks. Does the weather put a damper on it or at all, or are you just so excited to get out there?
No, I think, we're all optimistic here. We like to believe that good things are coming our way today. So we're excited. I think we're here, and we're gonna play, and hopefully the boys are gonna race. I think things are looking better as the day goes on, and fingers crossed. That's all we can do.
And I'm wondering if you picked a new favorite driver yet. I know you were a junior fan.
I was a junior fan. Listen, me and Bubba Wallace are both Columbia guys. He's really awesome fan of his. Love Chase Elliott, Martin Truex, a lot of guys. I love, Hamlin, Harvick. I mean, it's hard to not root for any of those guys. And I'm just excited to see who's taking it home tonight.
Thanks. Have fun today.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Andrew Kerlin. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, Luke. Music and sports bring people together like nothing else. How would you compare, fans in the stands here at a NASCAR race to a fan in the front row at one of your shows?
I mean, I think there's a lot of crossover, between my fans and NASCAR fans, and I think that's a great thing, for me to be here. I think it's a great experience for the fan because we get, an opportunity to see each other for the first time in a long time. And like I said, I haven't played a show in almost a year that's not in my house in front of a TV screen. So it's just nice to see anybody in the stands. But I do think it's a lot of crossover. So, it's great for me. I hope it's great for NASCAR to have me, and excited.
And was it tough picking a set list?
Yeah, I think it always is, but when you have to whittle it down to five songs, I mean, I think two of the songs we're doing today, we've never played before because they were released during the pandemic. So we haven't really done a show with these songs. So, you know, that's exciting. Makes it exciting for us. We're not just playing stuff that we're used to. And it's going to be fun, man.
Thanks, Luke. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to take our next question from Christopher with Herb FM. Go ahead, Christopher.
Hi, Luke. Thanks for taking my question today. Have you ever played at Daytona, you know, throughout your career?
I have not. It's my first time. Excited about it. You know, this is my first time at the 500, actually. I've been to the Coca-Cola 600 a few times, All-Star Race, Bristol, but never been to the 500, so I'm excited to watch. Honored to be asked to play, and hopefully the weather holds out.
I want to ask a follow-up question. Besides NASCAR, do you watch any other sports besides like baseball or football?
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much watch it all. I would consider myself mostly a football guy, I guess. But you know, I love basketball, hockey, baseball. I mean, all of it, really. I mean, if there's a sport on, I'll probably watch it.
Thanks, Luke.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, we're gonna take our next question from Mitchell Brewer. Go ahead, Mitchell.
Luke, if you had to pick a driver for today, who would you pick?
Oh, man, that's tough. I mean, it's hard to pick against a guy that's won it 2 years in a row, you know, but no one's ever won it 3 years in a row. So you don't want to pick against that, but I feel like with the big one, it's so hard to pick who's going to win. Like, it could honestly be anyone, you know. I mean, I think back to like when Trevor Bayne won, it's like, nobody saw that coming, you know, so it's hard to pick. I mean, I'm going to go Bubba Wallace. I'm saying he's making history today.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take our next question here from Garrett. Go ahead, Garrett, with your question.
Hey, Luke, thanks for taking the time today. It's been 20 years since Dale Earnhardt passed, and I know you have some family relationship there with the Earnhardts. Do you remember, looking back on that day, do you remember anything from it? Was it hard for your family? Just any memories from that day?
Yeah, no, I remember exactly where I was. It was in my parents' house that they still live in. My parents had the little TV in their bedroom, and we were watching the race. Me and my mom were watching the race in there. I think my dad was doing something in the living room, and so we were watching back there. And I just didn't – I don't think you understand the gravity of it at 10 years old, you know. And I remember my mom crying, and I didn't understand, like, why she was – so upset, you know. And then obviously she had told me what happened shortly after that, and I mean, a very somber day for the sport, a very somber day for sports in general. I mean, to lose somebody that's that impactful at, you know, at that age and during an event, I mean, it's something that nobody will ever forget, and it's tough. I mean, it's definitely tough, you know.
All right, we're going to take a question from Christopher Boyle. Go ahead, Christopher.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, hey, how you doing? I wanted to know some details about your last show, when and where it was. And you said, yeah, there's also two new songs you're going to be performing today. What are those new songs on the playlist?
Yeah, so our last show, I guess, technically was in Amsterdam. I know that's probably a surprise, but it was in Amsterdam in March of last year, first week of March. My last show in the States was February 14th at Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky. The two new songs are off my deluxe album that came out over the summer. What You See Ain't Always What You Get. That's going to be Cold As You and Forever After All. So it's our first time playing those as a band, you know, plugged in. We've messed around with them acoustic before, but it's our first time playing those in front of anybody. And so, you know, excited to do that, excited to be out there. It's been great. Energy's been really great. Just being around the guys and grilling hamburgers, hot dogs, watching the races yesterday was really fun. And I think something that we all needed.
And how has the pandemic changed your perspective as far as performing live in front of audiences? It's been obviously, you know, almost a full year since you've done it.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely makes you realize the things that you were taking for granted, you know, and how much you enjoyed being out there. How blessed we are to be able to do that every day, I think, is something that we, you know, maybe had taken for granted, maybe a little bit of everyone had taken for granted the opportunity to do the things that they do. So it was a good step back for us, I think, to say, hey, we have all these amazing opportunities. Let's live in the moment and enjoy these things while they're happening and try to not be complacent with the amazing situation that we're in. So I'm glad that we got that breath. I wish that it would have been in other circumstances, obviously, but I'm glad we're out here. You know, the family's back together out here, and we're excited.
Thank you. Have a good time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. And Luke, one final question before we let you go. I know that you have at least one or maybe a couple number ones with Randy Montana as far as songs that you've written together. And I know Randy is married to Richard Petty's granddaughter. Has he shared any fun stories about the King?
Oh yeah, man. He says he's the best. And I think I'm actually going to have an opportunity to meet him today, which is really awesome. Randy hooked that up. And that's pretty cool. You know, Randy's a really awesome guy, and I'm so blessed to be able to write songs with him and know him. He's a great friend and a very talented guy. And looking forward to meeting the King later today. That's bucket list for sure.
All right. Well, enjoy today. We appreciate you spending some time with us this morning, and we wish you the best of luck in the performance and that meet and greet with the King later as well.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. And to all the media who've joined us, a friendly reminder, this audio and video will be posted to NASCARmedia.com. If you have any questions, please let us know.